Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 1, we were taught that the ministry of the Holy Spirit is exalting Christ and giving to us all things that Christ taught and believed. Let's continue with that thought today. The Holy Spirit breathed out every word to these men. And as a result, it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Well, doctrine seems to be first there, but also it reproves us. Correction has the idea of to set a bone. When things get broken, get it set. Instruction in righteousness. Righteousness is obedience to the word. So how to obey that word? That the man of God may be perfect, mature in the things of Christ, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Now, someone may say, well, that is the Holy Spirit. So how do you say it is from Jesus Christ? Glad you asked. John 14:26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, the Father, will send in my name, and he shall teach you all things and bring all things to remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. What is the Holy Spirit's job? Is it to glorify himself? Oh, no. This Comforter, this Holy Ghost, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance what Christ has taught. In John 16, verses 13 through 15, Jesus says this way, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you to all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, and he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. And all these things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. Now, do you see what he's saying there? This Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, will guide us into all truth. And notice, he shall not speak of himself. You ever hear these people say, oh, I got the gift of the Holy Spirit today. I got the gift in church of this. And they're praising the Holy Spirit and all these things about the Holy Spirit. Now, it's not wrong to teach what the Bible says about the Holy Spirit. And that's what I'm doing here. The Holy Spirit does not speak of himself, but rather whatsoever he shall hear. And it also involves showing you things to come. And it involves glorifying Christ, and he receives of Christ in order to show it unto you. So, if the Father also, as he mentions there, all things that the Father hath are mine, therefore said I, he shall take of mine, shall show it unto you. So, the Holy Spirit's ministry is exalting Christ and giving to us all that Christ taught and believed. You say, well, there's a lot of things that we don't see in the Bible that were here when Jesus was on earth. We don't see it in the Sermon on the Mount. We don't see it in other places. No. Understand, they're there most of the day. If you read the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5 through 7, it doesn't take you all day to read that. So evidently, there was much more to it, but that's what was recorded. Now the Holy Spirit's bringing back to the minds of these apostles whatsoever he taught. Luke chapter 24, you'll find there that Jesus started at Moses and taught the disciples all things concerning himself. And yet in Acts chapter 6, we find that the apostles, who are now the founders of this church, and it's just growing in leaps and bounds there in Jerusalem, appoints deacons to look after the business that they may give themselves to the study and proclamation of the word. Now, the deacons would answer to them, and the deacons would not tell them what they could declare and what they could preach and couldn't preach. And so, having said that, he says, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you. So now he's going to declare the message that we each need to hear. Now we need to understand why they emphasized heard of him. So you know that they are the messengers and not the originators of the message. They want that to be clear. And you that are pastors, and we that are pastors, we that preach the word, evangelists included, anyone that preaches the word, we don't want people to marvel at our wisdom. We are simply the messengers delivering to them the wisdom of God. If we start taking credit and glory that's due to God, watch out. The Lord's going to have to knock us down a couple notches, if not more. Remember, you can go to a preacher for counsel, but if he gives you what psychiatrists and Christian psychologists, this guy and that guy says, and he gives you all these points, but he's not giving you scriptures, only a mention of it, and he doesn't just teach you what the Bible says, if he's coming up with his theories, get out of there. Get out of there. You know, my help cometh from the Lord. His word serves as counselors for me, Psalms 119, verse 24. Now, what God gives you in your heart through that quiet time with him in his word or in prayer or for something you picked up when someone else preached or taught the word and the Holy Spirit gave you enlightenment, then declare it to others. Unless God would say otherwise, not to do so. Now, he does tell us not to cast our pearls before swine. Unsaved people need to hear the word and be saved first. Now, if we go back to verse 3, and we see we have fellowship one with another, and obviously that is what God wants of the local church. Again, that word fellowship is really a way of saying partnership. The Greek word was actually used to describe the marital relationship as well as a business relationship. So, we have fellowship one with another, and God wants that in the local church. Partnership that is close in Christ and stands together in the Word and stands against sin. Now, if fellowship is built on any other premise in the local church, you may have a degree of friendship, but you will not have biblical fellowship. That's the difference in biblical fellowship and religious fellowship. Now, I've seen people come out of, for example, Christian colleges. And the presidents or the big leaders of whoever in the colleges make proclamations that are really not scriptural. Wrong. And these people, because they said it, agree with it 100%. Even if a preacher and of Jesus Christ himself stood in the pulpit and told you what the truth was, they would deny it because this guy from back at their college said something different. I've gotten to a point now where I see colleges are coming out and they mock our King James Bible. They mock our standards. They get down on the way we go about things doctrinally. When they send their little magazines and other things, their papers and invitations, you know what? I've got a shredder. And I shred those things now because I've seen the fruit of their accomplishments. And that fruit is destroying the local church. So it's important that we make sure that we don't let Christian colleges or Christian psychologists or renowned preachers from around the country let's not allow them to destroy the local church and to attack the doctrines of the Word of God and of Christ. Now, in a partnership then that is close to Christ, it stands together in the world. But it's not of the world. It stands against sin. And if we do that, then it is necessary that you share with fellow believers those things that may strengthen them as well and encourage them as the battle rages about us. We're living in the last days, and evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And we see that on every side today. Compromise with the flesh and removal of biblical standards is not biblical fellowship. It's not the biblical fellowship that our God wants. Fleshly appeal leads to fleshly Christians. Word of God, spiritual appeal leads to holiness, true holiness and righteousness in the Christian's life. And that's the one that can know the true joy of the Lord. So this then is the message the apostles received from the Holy Spirit to write down exactly that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. Now, when he said no darkness at all, you know what? He meant no darkness at all. And so we need to consider that. Consider that. Compromise with the flesh and removal of biblical standards is not a biblical fellowship. So we don't go that way. We don't go that route. And so, there's no darkness in him at all. In Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 13, I find a very interesting passage there. He says, "Thou art of pure eyes and to behold evil, and canst not look on iniquity." Now, what makes people think today that all of a sudden God wants beer and Bible churches, he wants the music that's supposed to praise his name to be a rock and roll music that appeals to the flesh? By the way, that's what the children of Israel did in the wilderness. They were doing that when they made the golden calf. They made that unto Jehovah. The music that they did in the wilderness was unto Jehovah. But trouble is, when Moses is coming off the mountain and Joshua says, "Whoa, sounds like they've got a war going on." And Moses said, "No, that's not a war. That's the music of the partying type," is basically what he's saying. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet.